They did not like the look of him. He watched through the windows as they washed Kathy, dressed the wound on her foot, and gave her clean clothes. Then he went home to tell me what had happened. "Miss Anshel will be furious," I said, and indeed he was. "If you speak to Miss Catherine again, I will send you away," he said. Kathy stayed at Duskless Grange for 5 weeks, until her ankle was completely cured. In that time, she learned good manners, to enjoy fine clothes, and took care of her appearance. Meanwhile, Heathcliff was more neglected than before. He was always unwashed and in a bad mood. When she returned to Wuthering Heights, Catherine was an attractive young lady. Heathcliff was called to welcome her, together with the other servants. "Oh, goodness," laughed Kathy, when she saw him. "How dirty and grumpy you look." "Shake hands, Heathcliff," ordered Hindley. "I shall not. I can stand to be laughed at." And he marched out of the room. Later, Catherine tried to make peace with him, and they were obviously very fond of each other. But their worlds were growing apart. At 15, she was the queen of our part of the country. Isabella and Edgar often came to visit, as she enjoyed talking with them. "There's nothing to talk about with you," she told Heathcliff. "You don't know anything." One day, Kathy came into the kitchen to talk to me. "Nelly," she began, "I'm so unhappy. Can you keep a secret? Edgar has asked me to marry him, and..."